Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Het. Hachamim made a decree that the offerings of the Avodah Zarah worshippers to the idols transmit Tum'ah by Ohel, by being under the same roof, very similar to a corpse, like the Tum'ah of a corpse. If a person, a utensil, or food are under the same roof as a corpse, transmits Tum'ah. Same thing with an offering to Avodah Zarah, that person becomes Tameh. In the spot that an idol is, we make the assumption that there are remains of the offering to Avodah Zarah. For example, under an Asherah tree, we assume that there are offerings at that spot. Here we'll talk about a person who goes underneath an Asherah tree and other laws that apply to this type of tree. Mishnah says, Lo yeshev besila. Person's not allowed to sit in the shade of an Asherah tree, even if he's not sitting directly beneath the tree. Since he's prohibited to have any benefit from the idol, we say that he can't even sit under that tree that has the idol under it. V'im yashav tahor. But if he sat under it in the area that's not directly beneath the tree, but in the shade, he's tahor, even though there's a offering under the tree. He does not become tameh as long as he did not go under the tree. V'lo ya'avor tahteha. You're not allowed to pass under the tree. You have to distance yourself from the idol. So therefore, you're not allowed to go under it. V'im avar tameh. If he did pass under the tree, he's tameh. Because we assume that there are offerings under the tree, and those offerings transmit tum'ah through tum'at ohel. Hayetag gozelet et harabim. If an Asherah tree was creeping into the public road, and it was robbing the public in a way, it was hanging over an area meant for public use, and then a person really had to go through there. Ve'avar tahteha, and a person went under it. Tahor, he's considered to be pure. The rabbis decree that tum'ah only happens if the tree doesn't interfere with the public's right of way. Vezorim tahteha yirachot bimot hageshamim, avalo bimot hama. Person's allowed to plant vegetables under an Asherah tree during the winter when the shade would be problematic to the vegetables. So therefore, he's not benefiting from the shade. Avalo bimot hama, but not during the summer when the shade would be beneficial to the vegetables. Ve'ahazarin lo bimot hama ve'lo bimot hageshamim. Lettuce, not allowed to plant in the summer or the winter because shade benefits it all year. Rabbi Yose omer, af lo yirakot bimot hageshamim, mipenei shehanemiyah noreshet alehen vehova lahen lezevel. Says Rabbi Yose, a person's not allowed to even plant vegetables under an Asherah tree during the winter because leaves fall on them from the tree and it becomes fertilizer. It helps the promotion of the growth of the vegetable. So you are, anyway, no matter what, gaining benefit, according to the Biyose, even during the months where you don't need, where the shade is harmful, in the winter months, but you're still gaining some benefit from the tree, and therefore the Biyose says the entire year becomes problematic to plant under an Asherah tree.